As you might guess, I read stories that have some religious content to them when I read newspapers, on the internet, whatever. There was a story just in the last week or so about a set of parents who took their baby boy in, had him circumcised, and got in trouble for it in Germany. They were charged with, I forget the German words for it, but basically abusing this kid because they had done this. And it was a simple religious rite that they wanted to do, but the courts said that they had violated his human rights, his personal rights, because he didn't get to make the decision. Not surprising he couldn't decide that, but the court's assumption was is that they should have waited until he was able to make his own decision and then perform that rite. Rites, this kind of rite, that kind of rite, all kinds of rites. I want to think about the things that you've seen this morning. You've seen a dedication of a newborn. So awesome, thank you. That was beautiful. And then you saw where we had our officers that were elected. We dedicated them. And then you saw baptism. Thank you. What's the difference between all of these things? What's the meaning behind them? Why do we do these things? What is it all about? Samuel was dedicated to the Lord, you recall. His mother Hannah said, "I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." Hannah was blessed because she had a son, and she was giving him back to the giver, if you will. She was giving him back to God. And so here is this rite that we do that we call child dedication. There's one thing about child dedication, though, and that is, again, very much like the German case, the child doesn't have a lot of choice, right? The child doesn't get to choose. Instead, it's the parent's choice to lend this child back to the Lord. And so it's a choice made by the parents on behalf of the child. Someone else is making that decision. Our church officers, similar kind of story. Nominating committee comes together. They feel like the Lord. They pray to the Lord. They ask the Lord, please lead and guide. And we take it that the Lord answers that prayer. And people are chosen to serve. Again, the choice is made for us. Yes, there is, of course, some choosing on our part as well, that we need to agree to that, and the church as a whole agrees to it. But the general deal is that someone chooses other than yourself to begin with. In Acts chapter 11, verse 22, it says, "Then news of these things came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch." So in this case, it's a similar thing. We as a church are sending out our officers, our elders, our deacons, our deaconesses, to do the work of God in this city. So we have chosen these people to serve God, to make a difference right here in what we're doing for God. I'm imagining that you're taking a business trip or a vacation, perhaps. You're getting ready to take a vacation. I don't know. Maybe you're going on a cruise to Alaska or something, you know. I wouldn't mind. So you're taking this cruise. Now, let me ask you. Would you decide to leave little Stephen at home? He can take care of himself, you know, just leave him there. He's good. This is a vacation for us. After all, he's not old enough. He doesn't really need a vacation. Why should he go on a vacation? Pay extra airfare, pay the port charges, and the pet. You're just not going to do that, huh? No? You're going to take him with you. Of course you are. You make that decision for him. Like it or lump it, you're going to Alaska. Right? That's how these things happen. You choose for them. They're going to go. End of story. Same kind of thing. Barnabas had to be willing to go, but the church sent him to Antioch. And that's why he went. I suspect he probably would not have gone to Antioch if the church had not sent him. But he was sent by the church. They chose him to go. There was plenty of people they could have chosen. There had been 11 disciples there, but they chose him and sent him. Baptism. Think about baptism. Baptism is significantly different, isn't it? Baptism is a choice you make. Something you decide to do. Nana, did someone twist your arm and make you be baptized? No? Good. Good. Yao, did anyone make you be baptized? Or did you choose on your own to be baptized? You felt God moving in your heart and chose baptism. You see, when we do a dedication, we make that choice for the child. We choose. We see value in connecting them to the Lord. But when we have baptism, we choose for ourselves to connect with God. To make that connection personal. This is my connection, my right. This is what I choose to do in my walk with Jesus Christ, to be baptized. And so baptism is significantly different. It's like choosing your own vacation. Why would I want to go to Alaska when I can go to Florida? Okay, just because you live in Florida, you miss the value there. I've lived where it's cold. I love Florida. I would come here to a vacation anytime. This is beautiful. And so, as we make this choice, we think about what happens at this baptism. You probably remember what the Baptist, John the Baptist, said about Jesus. He says, I baptize you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And so we are choosing to connect with God, and he chooses to connect with us. You see, as we make this choice, God also chooses to make a connection with us. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And so today, maybe you have someone sitting with you who is still being under your care. You still make their choices for them. And you've seen this dedication here today, and I invite you to enter in again to that dedication. To choose again to dedicate their young lives, which of course is a dedication of your own life, to connecting them with the Lord. To dedicate them to the Lord. to make that choice again. For them, yes, but for yourself as well. To make that connection. We've also seen all of our officers today who've been chosen by our church. And I invite you, officers, I'm speaking to each of you who has accepted a position with our church this year, to make that make a difference. To not just say, oh yeah, I'm a deacon. Yeah, yeah. Well, when was the last time you deaked? Well, let's see. I think it was last month sometime. Huh. If you're a deacon, be a deacon. Every week you come here. Amen. Every week. That's what it's all about. To be dedicated to God every week. I'm sure as Barnabas went up to Antioch, he didn't just go there and then go off into the hills somewhere and come back later and, you know, just say, yeah, I'm the guy who was sent to Antioch. No, he went to Antioch and worked in Antioch. And we've been sent to this church and to our city of Lakeland to make a difference here. And then baptism. You saw a baptism here today. A choosing of the Lord. A personal decision. And I invite you today to renew that decision in your own life. To make that your personal decision again. To make it your baptismal vows again that you heard here. To accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. To accept the Sabbath. To accept treating your body as God would choose you to do that. To accept how you use your tithes and offerings for the local church. To use your talents to reach out to others. You vow again to be a part of this church through baptism in your own heart again. Because this is your right. As much as it was to see them today, it's your turn as well to recommit yourself. But perhaps you haven't had the opportunity ever to make that decision before. Or maybe you've had the opportunity but never really done it. Maybe today's the day to make this your own. Maybe today is the day to say, I want that kind of relationship with Jesus because of my own choice. Maybe you were sprinkled when you were a baby. But as we've seen, that's not a choice you make. That's why the Seventh-day Adventist Church doesn't participate in infant baptism, because we know it needs to be your choice out of a heart willing to give itself to Jesus. And you've seen that today, and you want to make that choice. I'd invite you just now to stand and come forward and make that choice today. Because maybe there's someone here who would like to make that choice and choose Jesus as their Savior today. And say, yes, I want to be baptized like that as well. To make a difference. Because I'm choosing it. Because I want to make a difference. Because I want to be buried to the old life and raised to new life in Christ. Amen. That's what I want.